From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Noah Adams. The U.S. Defense Department says it still has no reliable information about the whereabouts of Osama bin Laden. A spokesman for the Afghan Defense Ministry said today bin Laden is hiding in Pakistan, but Afghanistan's new prime minister says he doesn't know where the al-Qaeda leader is. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
The Afghan Defense Ministry spokesman said today bin Laden had slipped over the border into Pakistan and is being sheltered there by a pro-Taliban Islamic party. The claim was promptly denied by Pakistan's JUI party. Today's report is merely the latest in a series of unsubstantiated claims as to bin Laden's whereabouts. Speaking at the Pentagon, Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld was unimpressed.
We hear 6, 7, 8, 10, 12 conflicting reports every day. I've stopped chasing them. We do know of certain knowledge that he is either in Afghanistan or in some other country or dead.
Even as bin Laden remains hidden in the shadows, his videotape persona is very much in the spotlight. The Arab language television network Al Jazeera today broadcast a full half-hour video of bin Laden, a portion of which had first aired yesterday. It's not clear when or where the tape was made, although its content suggests bin Laden was still alive as of early December. In the newly released portion, bin Laden praises the 19 hijackers who carried out the September 11th attacks and said it's important to concentrate on the destruction of the U.S. economy.
We can strike their economic base, which is the base of their military base. So if their economy is finished with, they cannot continue to enslave the weak peoples of the world.
The White House has dismissed the tape as nothing more than terrorist propaganda. Intelligence experts are studying it for evidence of bin Laden's whereabouts, but Secretary Rumsfeld says it would be a mistake to give much weight to bin Laden's monologue.
I don't spend a lot of time thinking about what he's saying, although to the extent his words are played around the world, many millions of people will hear them, and some people will believe them, despite the fact that they are so patently false.
While bin Laden criticizes the U.S. for what he calls attacks on Afghan civilians, Rumsfeld says the responsibility for any civilian deaths rests with bin Laden himself. There were new reports of civilian casualties in Afghanistan today. The Afghan Islamic Press says dozens of people were killed by a U.S. airstrike in the Paktika province near the border with Pakistan. The agency says local villagers did not understand the bombing because they said there were no al-Qaeda members in the area. General Richard Myers, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, says the intended target of the airstrike was a group of Taliban leaders.
We had very good indications that the compound was inhabited by Taliban leadership, and we're confident enough and had watched it long enough that we felt we could strike it.
The report comes 1 week after U.S. warplanes destroyed a convoy in nearby Paktia province. The U.S. says that convoy was also a legitimate military target, though some Afghans say it was carrying innocent tribal leaders. There are indications the U.S. is backing away from a plan to send hundreds of Marines into the mountainous Tora Bora region to help hunt for remaining al-Qaeda members and evidence that might lead to bin Laden. For now, the U.S. is offering incentives to Afghans who take part in that search, though Meyer says the Marines could still go in if necessary.
We reserve the right to use any part of our military force as we see fit, and right now they are not in the Tora Bora region. That does not mean in the future they couldn't be.
The Pentagon confirmed today that it's preparing a U.S. Navy base at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, to serve as a possible holding area for Taliban or al-Qaeda prisoners. The U.S. is currently holding 45 prisoners in or near Afghanistan, but the man the U.S. most wants captured remains out of sight, except on videotape. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.